I'm Brian McCreath from WCRB. I'm at Symphony Hall with Andras Dzinitis, and he is the composer of a brand new piece that is called Mara, and it is in commemoration of the 100th anniversary of Latvian independence. Andras, thank you so much for a little bit of your time today. I really appreciate it.
Hello. Thank you for your interview.
So the piece that that you've written, I guess I'm interested first in the background that you provide in and how the piece is related to Latvian mythology. Now, you grew up, you're almost the same age as our Andras here, Andras Nelsons.
We're not almost, we are the same age.
You are exactly the same.
Same year.
Yeah, the same year, exactly. So you had the equivalent experience of your formative years, your first years being growing up within Soviet occupation or rule of Latvia. I was very curious, though, how much was this Latvian mythology part of what you knew about as you grew up as a child? Or was it something that you had to learn about later on?
Yes, in a very interesting way, it was all the time, it was not forbidden. It was actually even sometimes involved in Soviet, not mythology, but in Soviet symbolics connected with Soviet Latvia. And sometimes it was, even these symbols was used there. And in many in souvenirs and in national costumes and so, which was not forbidden, which was used also during Soviet times. And this is a kind of really unique thing that this Latvian symbolic survived during all these times. But talking about the ancient level of this mythology, it is also a big secret, because written materials about Latvian mythology was not survived, because it was really ancient time, and there was even not such a nation as Latvians. There were many different smaller nations living in this part of our state, and symbols was used in many ways, like decorating houses, decorating many everyday things like I don't know, dishes, spoons, corners in your house, and every this sign symbolizes some particular small or bigger god which helps in these things like growing things in your garden or have a good weather or many different things or to be in a good health and so on.
That's really fascinating. So Latvians would look at these symbols which come from these ancient things that you mentioned. They would look at these symbols that you used as the basis for the music, and they would recognize them. They would see in them things that they might see around Riga or around the countryside.
Yeah. But symbols like these are not also, we don't know, are they really coming just from Latvia or not? These are in the European science, and you can find some of them even in India or in other eastern countries and the eastern part of the world, and some are really used, some are the same.
Yeah, so when you decided upon writing this piece of music to draw on those symbols, is using that kind of graphic, the kind of visual inspiration, is that something that you had done in other music, or was this the first time you really kind of looked at that as a tool for composing?
Not in that kind. I was used in maybe this kind of Latvian thing in other ways, but like I had the piece called Latvian Cookbook for Ensemble Modern, which was demonstrating recipes of Latvian kitchen. But this is also this symbol thing, and not every of these symbols I can show in the score, and there are only some used there, and then the rest of them are just in an energetic way, like the power of, I don't know, of nature, like a power of intimacy of human mind, and only just this water symbol is going through this all the score, the flowing of water, like which symbolizes also the flowing of life.
Yeah, and so were you surprised at some of the material, some of the sounds that resulted from those iterations of the visual element?
Yes, in some places I was kind of surprised, but still the first was the musical goal, and I knew how it should sound, and I was surprised that it fits with this method I'm using, and
Have you ever written anything that is meant to express? Well, you said the Latvian cookbook, but are there other things that you've written that are meant to reflect your home country or your culture in that particular way?
Of course, as every Latvian composer, I wrote some choral stuff, and some of these pieces are like inspired by Latvian folklore and Latvian folk songs. But generally, I think that maybe as every listener can feel that still the music from Nordic countries somehow is different from music which is composed, I don't know, in a Central Europe or even maybe in the United States, because it has somehow its own mentality in a deeper, I think, meaning, and the same has every country, and I think that this is my kind of Latvian feeling which I'm expressing through my blood, not maybe through some musical methods.
Yeah, wow, that's great. Tell me a little bit about, in the wider Latvian musical culture, describe what singing and choral music means in Latvia.
Yeah, Latvia is very special in that meaning that I think every Latvian or every second Latvian is singing in a choir. And that's the tradition which is really old tradition, starting from the roots of our country, but not even then. It's starting from the middle of 19th century, when it was first a German tradition taken to Latvia, and then it suddenly turned upside down and became very Latvian, with the first Latvian composers composing for choirs, and then the National School of Latvian Music, which started to develop very, very late. It was the beginning of 20th century, and song festival is something common for all Baltic countries, and also Lithuanians and Estonians has a song festivals, but Latvian song festival is the largest one, which unifies, I don't know, 20,000 singing people, and then the same maybe in an audience, and it's always very well attended. And for example, last year when the tickets was started to sell for the song festival, they was sold out in 10 minutes.
Oh my god. that's remarkable.
Yeah, because it's also for all the Latvians which are living outside Latvia, they are coming back for the festival, and this is something very special, and
It makes me want to go. It makes me want to be part of that. It sounds like a really special experience.
Rush to buy a ticket.
right at my website, ready to click on buy. Well, just one more question. This is the first performance, as I understand, of any of your music in the United States, and that means that that a lot of people hearing this will be their introduction to your music. How does Mara compare to other music that you've written? Is it very different from other pieces, or would someone hear another piece by you and think, ah, yes, right, that's the voice I heard in Mara?
I would like to think that it is from a one side the same music I'm writing last 10 years, and in a method I'm using, in a language I'm using, in a kind of instrumentation I'm using. But in terms of form, maybe it is a bit different. It's a bit more dynamic, a bit more colorful and fast. And but I think the language I'm using is still my language. I think so.
Yeah, terrific. Well, thank you for the piece. I actually really love the piece. It's a beautiful piece. And yes, I see what you mean, the colors and the elements of it coming together. It's a fascinating set of sounds. So I really love it. And thanks for being here, and thanks for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.